Well, when I was a kid, I went to an all-Muslim school, so every single day I was being taught for like 3 hours a day about religion, and we wore uniforms, and I like wore the full head covering and like the body covering and all that, like every single day. So when I was a kid, it was kind of a really big part of my life because that's all I knew. Probably the main reason why I'm not religious today is because I had a terrible, horrible experience in that school. Like, okay, I had no friends. I was severely bullied, like, the entire preschool through fifth grade that I went there. I couldn't really speak Arabic all that well since we didn't speak it at home. And so kids would just sit there and make fun of me right in front of me, and I didn't know what they were saying. And teachers never did anything about it. They always believed the other kids. So because I had such a terrible experience, it just made me want to completely get rid of that part of my life and just pretend like it never happened, and I just hated it for a really long time, like 2 years. So after I sort of like gave up on that religion, I was just like, the door opened and I had so many freedoms. Like after I stopped practicing Islam, I could wear when I wanted, I could do my hair how I wanted. Like, I never even had the option of hair before. Like, I couldn't show it. Like, I could dye it. And I had all these options, and I just, like, exploded, and I did everything. Like, my hair has been every single color of the rainbow. This is, like, the first natural color I've had in, like, 4 years. If I had not had such a bad experience when I was in elementary school, I very well might still be Muslim today. Like, that was really what made me just feel like that was not where I belonged at all.